My name is John Erling, and today's date is August 3rd, 2015. Bill, would you state your full name, please?
Yes, my full name is William Thorpe.
Your age?
Age is 86 years old.
And what is your birth date?
8/16/28.
Where were you born?
I was born in Marion, Ohio.
And who is your father?
Jim Thorpe, greatest athlete in the world.
Where are we recording this interview?
This is at the museum in Oklahoma City.
The Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
The Jim Thorpe Association is here.
Right.
You can see great memorabilia throughout this, and particularly of your father.
Right.
Let's start with your father. His full name?
James Francis Thorpe.
It seems like there's kind of a conversation about when he was actually born.
I know. It's hard for me to repeat because I'm not sure just exactly when.
Some say he was born May 22nd of 1887.
Yeah.
Then there was some who said he was born May 28th, 1888.
Right.
On his mother's allotment. And some say he was born along the banks of the North Fork River.
Right.
Most biographers believe he was born on May 22nd, 1887, because that's what's listed on his baptismal certificate. In Belmont, which was a small community.
Small community.
Let's talk about his parents, your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
His grandfather, his name, and about him.
As bad as it sounds, I really don't know too much about them because Dad never really talked too much about them, other than that it was Granddad and Grandma.
Hiram Thorpe.
Hiram, right.
He had an Irish father and an Indian mother.
Mary was his sister. Frank was his brother.
And then his mother, your grandmother, was Charlotte.
Right.
And had a French father, and he was raised as Sac and Fox, wasn't
right.
he? Right. So what would you be?
Sac and Fox, Pottawatomie, and Kickapoo.
All right.
Dad, really, I mean, that was the coverage that he had blood from the different tribes.
I understand he attended the Sac and Fox Indian Agency School, and he had a twin brother. I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Yes, he had a twin brother, and I think his twin brother died of pneumonia or something at around 10 years old.
His name was?
Charlie.
I understand he went to several schools. His father sent him to the Haskell Institute, which was an Indian boarding school.
Indian boarding school.
His mother died of childbirth complications a couple of years later.
Mm-hmm.
When is the first time you are aware of your father? What is your first awareness and how old?
My first awareness of Dad was, I guess, really in California where we were living in the Los Angeles area. I was all of probably 7 or 8 years old. People would often talk about him, but as a kid, your mind is really doing other things other than listening to that. Finally, one day, one of the guys was talking to Dad. They mentioned it and mentioned how great his athletic abilities had been and that the accomplishments that he had. And I guess at that particular time, it really started registering that, wow. In fact, I think I was probably playing a little football at the time, and I was just young and learning. I knew how hard it was in various sports to be any good. And hear these people talk about him and what he accomplished was really amazing.
And you know football, baseball, lacrosse. I even read ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing. He was a champion, yes.
1912,
right.
Intercollegiate ballroom dancing championship.
Right.
Did you do any ballroom dancing?
I've done some ballroom dancing, yes.
Oh, really?
I've played baseball, basketball, football, track and field. Done a little boxing myself. Nothing great.
Through high school?
Or? Yeah, through high school.
Well, when you say great, now, we can't compare. Were you always and often compared to your father, I suppose?
Yes. I mean, many times I heard, how come you're not as good as your dad?
How did you receive that?
Oh, I guess the first couple of times that I heard it, I was disappointed. Then I guess after getting enough of them, I just didn't care anymore. It bothered me to begin with. And really and truly, I wasn't too bad of an athlete.
Who did you play for? What school?
High school.
And what high school was that?
I went to Sherman Institute in Riverside, California, and that was an Indian school. Prior to that, it was grade school in Hawthorne, California.
But you did play. I mean, you were obviously good enough to play all these sports in high school.
Yeah.
What was your best sport?
Probably football.
In what position?
I played running back and defensive back. I played 60-minute football.
Tell us about your father, who could play every position.
Every position, yes. I mean, he was just a natural wherever they wanted him to play. He could kick a football 80 yards in the air and run down and catch it. He was something else. Of course, a football in those days were not like they are today. They were more like closer to a basketball, I think, than a football, because they were same size in length, but they weren't as slim. They were rounder. He could take that football and kick it a mile high.
Well, there's a point where he kicked the ball 95 yards.
Yes.
To win a game.
Yes. And he was a great drop kicker. He drop kicked many balls 50 yards from the 50-yard line. And in an exhibition game in San Francisco, when he was 50 years old or thereabouts, at the 49ers facility, he drop kicked a 50-yard field goal, turned around and drop kicked another field goal the opposite direction, and made them both.
Did he attend any of your events and watch you play?
Once, that I recall, and that was when I was going to Sherman Institute, the Indian School in Riverside, California, and he come down to visit, and at that particular time, I was playing football, and I was a running back. I was taking the kickoffs, and then I was playing a right half. I took a ball, I think it was on the 23 or 4-yard line, got a hole, and off I went for touchdown. He mentioned that. He said, man, that was great. He said, I'm glad to see it.
That had to make you feel so proud that he was there.
Oh, yeah, man, I'll tell you what.
I'm sure the stands knew, too, that Jim Thorpe was there.
Oh, yeah, they knew he was there. They were hollering and hooping like crazy, you know.
Do you have children?
I had a son. He passed away when he was 44 with cancer.
Did he have any of this athletic prowess?
He had abilities. He started to play high school football in Arlington, Texas, Arlington High. And the coach mentioned to me, he said, he is going to be a great player. And Daffy didn't end up hurting his knee.
No.
And that ended it.
We don't hear much about your father injuring himself. Are there injuries that you know about?
Oh, he had bruises.
Yeah.
But, like everybody else.
But nothing that seemed to...
Nothing that was really serious.
That would keep him from participating
right.
in an event.
Well, you know, if you stop and think about it, 1907 through 1912, the people, size-wise, were not big like they are today. In that particular time, a lineman, offensive lineman at 220 maybe or something like that, was considered a big man. Well, Dad, playing football in those days at that particular time, was 185 or 190 pounds.
How tall was your father?
6'1". And the thing was, he was tall, big, and didn't have any fat. From playing as a kid in the Indian Territory and running and wrestling and fighting and doing all the things that they did, he was physically in great condition. When they got out on the field to play, I mean, he was running through people. At 190 or 195 pounds, your biggest lineman, 220, and a lot of the defensive backs were 140 or 150. They weren't stopping him much.
Well, there's a story about Pop Warner, and he played for Coach Pop Warner.
Right.
I understand he wanted to preserve your father for the track and field team.
Right, he did.
And did not want him to play football.
That's right. He had been running track and field for Pop. One day, he would come by the track and field where they were practicing, and I guess they had the broad jump.
Would it be high jump?
High jump. These guys were trying to make 5'9 or something like that. None of them were getting over. And in street clothes, he just said, let me try. And he rolled over and went over the bar like it wasn't even there.
And he eventually could long jump 23 feet 6 inches.
Yeah.
And he high jumped 6 feet 5 inches.
Yeah.